Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. Well, two Irish contestants on the new series of The Apprentice. Now, The Apprentice, a show that I've loved for years. I used to watch this one. I think it used to be on really, really late at night before it became a massive show right at the very beginning. We've got two Irish contestants this year and one of them is on the line. Kevin D'Arcy, hello.
Hi, Trina. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you what, to get on The Apprentice is something else because I wouldn't say it's like a very easy process to be picked.
No, it's a grueling process. So when you're watching the show on Thursday night, you'll see they're already making their calls out for next season. So it starts with an application, then videos, then in-person auditions, probably three or four of them.
Yeah.
And then eventually you're put into like a live kind of task. Situation where they record you, see how you react to things, and then eventually they make their picks. So
yeah
it takes about 3 months in total, so it's a grueling process.
So your background is in financial services, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. I trained as an accountant, qualified back in 2014, and I've worked in financial services since I left college, basically.
Yeah, but you got this business idea and this is why you want the financial backing from Lord Alan Sugar. I always say, is it Sir Alan Sugar or Lord? I think he's a Lord now, Lord Alan Sugar. So what was this? It was a lockdown business.
Yeah, so during lockdown, I started a business, a water sports equipment business called Workaboard. So it's actually done, I'd say, really well over the last kind of 2 years. We're stocked in the likes of Arnott's, 50 Degrees North. And the real reason for going on the show was to expand into the UK in a really meaningful way. So £250,000 is the investment prize that Alan Sugar invests into the winning candidate's business. Yeah. And so that's kind of why I went on the show.
Now, Kevin, you sound like a very friendly person, and a lot of contestants on The Apprentice are hard, hard people. They will sell their granny to get ahead. So, I mean, that must be tricky.
You know, like as I said, I worked in financial services. I'm 32 years of age. I think the biggest fear I had in going on the show was the other contestants, what they were going to be like, the amount of backstabbing and bitchiness, things like that I wasn't really that interested in. But you know what? Like, they were all really, really nice. There's some incredibly cringy sound bites of them all, I think, to preview the new series, like
yeah.
The James Bond of business, the Kim Kardashian of business and things like that. But you know what? Behind it all, they're all really nice. I think some of them played up to it a lot more than others, but I thought that's what they want. You know,
yeah,
they
you
want
need to be a bit of a character, don't you?
Yeah,
otherwise
exactly.
It's boring telly.
Yeah, and it's definitely not boring telly. So they get their mix right of people who, you know,
yeah.
Give them the sound bites and people who maybe don't.
I remember reading in years gone by about contestants like being woken up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and told you have to be in your car in 10 minutes time, and then they'd be on the go like until midnight that night, and it's really, really grueling. So is it like that?
I'd say worse. I think 4 a.m.
Really?
Would be a lion.
Oh, a lion.
Yeah, there's like definitely some 2 a.m.s where you're literally going to bed at maybe 10 or 11 at night. You're up at 2 and you're not just woken up at 2. A camera bursts through your door at 2 a.m.
Yeah. You need to look presentable. Like, do you know what, Kevin? I actually have no sympathy for you. It's worse for the women.
Well, that's true. That's maybe true. They have a little more getting ready to do. So, I think it's as bad as it looks on TV.
Right.
You literally get a couple hours sleep and then you're gone for full long days. That's one of the worst parts,
yeah,
the sleep deprivation.
That causes crankiness. So when you're doing a task, you're going to be biting the head off each other.
I mean, it's almost like they plan these things, isn't it?
Isn't it? All in the edit as well, the way you're portrayed. Did you find the tasks okay or were they pretty tricky? Because is it true that you don't have access to, you know, the way you say like, oh, why don't they split groups up and send one off to the other place? There's certain rules, isn't there, on The Apprentice?
There is some very strict rules. So to make it all very difficult, it's almost like there's The Apprentice, but outside of the tasks, it's like Big Brother. So you've no phone, you've no contact to the outside world, you've no TV, no clock, no watch, none of this stuff. So that's all taken from you. And then during the tasks, it's very much, you're isolated. You can only, there's a camera following a certain group. You can only do something if it's on camera. So you're, say in a sales task, you're thinking, why don't the whole group split up and sell tickets? Well, unfortunately, if it's not on camera, it didn't happen. So it's not like real life. And I think for me, that was probably the biggest learning curve of the whole process. It's made in such a brilliant way that you're lying on the sofa watching it thinking, I could do better than that guy or that girl.
Yeah.
And that's what's so brilliant about it, because it gets the watcher's buy-in to that. But really, there's so many rules and restrictions. It's incredibly difficult.
Because I'll give you an example, right? This is a totally made up scenario. Say they had a task and they were looking for somebody, you know, to make a radio show and to get a celebrity on for an interview. Now, that would never be a task on The Apprentice, but you get where I'm going. This is relatable to me. And they said to me, right, Trina, off you go and do that. And they say, well, her CV now, that's what she does for a living. So she should be brilliant at this. But unless I have my phone with me, with my contacts in my phone and my computer where I can actually, and a microphone, you know, and a computer where I can edit, how do you do it? You don't have the tools.
You know what? And this is a very hypothetical situation, but you might be given a piece of paper with three names on it and you're told, go get one of those people. And
but you can't, you know, you can't use the internet or anything.
Yeah, so you might go visit them in person and one of them might not be available. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that they kind of set up and the pitfalls that are built into the show to make you look very silly.
I think I would cry. I would cry in the show a lot.
Look, there's a bit of that as well. Yeah, I think it's a difficult experience. So that's definitely the number one learning curve. It's all in the edit.
Yeah.
This is not a game. This remains the toughest job interview. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. The world's now open for business. I'm kicking things off with the ultimate task. One of you will be gone before your postcards get back. Let's get down to business.
So many people apply to get on this show. So what do you think you had that made you stand out? Do you think it was the business idea, or do you think, I don't know, like, what are they looking for in a candidate?
It's such a mix. Like, it's so hard to pin down. What I've seen the comments since the announcement on Wednesday evening of who the candidates are, they seem to typecast in a way. So they want people that kind of look the same year on year. So I'd say that's part of it.
You have to be good looking, Kevin. Let's be honest. You have to be good looking.
I don't know. I do think the business plan matters. I do think they want representation. So there's typically always an Irish person. There's typically a Scottish or Welsh person. You know, they want that kind of variety of person, I suppose, so people can relate to the characters and say, you know, that could be me next year.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to, business plan, and then characters that'll give them those sound bites as well. So, you know, it's a combination of a whole vast range of people that they're looking for.
So how many weeks does the show run on the telly for?
It's on for 12 weeks.
12 weeks,
on Thursday.
So you
yeah.
really get to know people and you get really invested. I think the most terrifying bit is the final, you know, when they do the interviews, the job interviews, and they nitpick and they literally pull you. Say if you put down you were a waiter in, you know, March of 2006, they might say to you, well, actually, that was February 2006. Do you not have an eye for detail?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all they're shy of looking for is your leaving cert and your junior cert results.
Yeah.
I think to
ask
see
me
if,
in the Mocha Neelock.
Exactly. Yeah.
So two Irish contestants as well this year, Kevin. Do you bond a bit more when there's someone from your country or not?
Yeah, I suppose you can relate to them. You know, and even this week with some of the press that's come out, you know, it's nice to have someone else there that you can kind of bounce things off. Because the contestants are all based in the UK. Myself and Emma are based in Ireland. And so we're very much kind of over here, away from all the other kind of madness that the rest of the candidates are getting. So, it is nice to have someone else through that process with you.
Is Alan Sugar as scary as we imagine?
I think if you watch the show and you read his tweets, he's exactly what you get.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say now he'd be one for, you know, you wouldn't be ringing in sick on a Monday morning saying I've got a cold. I don't think he'd be going for that.
Well, you certainly wouldn't tell him you're working from home. I think that's a no-no. I think he's bringing back the in-office workplace single-handedly. So,
Well, tell me before we see, I'm trying to talk to you here today, Kevin, and not give anything away
because
obviously there's so many spoilers. But I think we've done a good job, haven't we?
So, yeah, I think so, yeah.
So just tell me about the business that you do. It's Orca Board.
Yeah, Orca Board. So orcaboard.ie would be our website. Basically, we sell everything you need to get out onto or into the water safely. Yeah. So that's paddle boards, changing ropes, swimwear, wetsuits, started in 2020, and yeah, we're lucky enough to get stocked in some really big kind of stores and outdoor adventure stores and a lot of independent stores as well throughout Ireland.
And how did you get that? You were really sporty. How did you come up with that idea?
Myself and Alana. So Alana's my partner, and we both love the outdoors. We both love being out in or on the water. And I think we started paddleboarding around about 10 years ago on holiday one year, and we absolutely loved it. And I think during lockdown, that just gave us the time to really try to invest our energy into something that we really wanted to do and something we were really passionate about. And it has a big kind of emphasis on supporting whales and dolphins that are held in captivity. And we've partnered with a couple of charities, including Sea Rescue Ireland and then one in the US, the Whale Sanctuary Project. And all our boards and things like that are named after, you know, whales and dolphins held in captivity, just to try to raise awareness for that kind of issue. And yeah, I suppose it's fun when you're doing something you're passionate about.
God, water sports have become so massive in Ireland, haven't they? Because of lockdown, it was like, what can we do? We can get into the water.
Yeah, it was one of the only things we could do. But it's brilliant. Like, it's great to see people enjoy kind of the outdoors and the natural kind of features that Ireland has. Like, we're surrounded by water, and it's a pity it's probably not used more than it is.
Well, it's a good job that that you're the man who knows the figures as well. You can look after the accounts and everything. So, brilliant. Well, look, we look forward to The Apprentice. It is on Thursday nights. It's 9 o'clock, isn't it?
9 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah. Super. Kevin, you're a legend. Thanks so much for coming on. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.